Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. It is a brand new year, and we are a few days into 2024. And there is this energy around new year, new me that I really want to break down. So let's get into it. We are a few days into 2024, and the reason why this new year's energy sometimes gets really underneath my skin is because I really want to know who you are on day 365 of last year. Are you the type of person who starts only when the conditions are perfect? Or are you the type of person that you can't even tell the difference between the start and the finish because you are consistent? You see, I find that the juiciest parts of life is noticing the person you become along the way. So while I see everybody, you know, celebrating like, yay, here's the new goal, here's my intention for 2024, I like this, it's okay. But the most important practice is you actually practicing. It does you no good if you become a Reiki master, yoga teacher, really excellent meditator in the act of you doing it, but the minute you're out of the practice, you're back in the pattern. You see, the thing that lights me the hell up is alchemy. I want to know not only who you became along the way, but I want to know about the person you burnt down and threw into the flame on day 150 of the year when all you wanted to do was run away from yourself and instead, you stayed. You see, this whole new year energy, in my opinion, is just another BS day that our ego flexes. Okay, vision boards. Okay, let's pick a word for the year. Let's cut out pictures that are honestly meaningless without aligned action. Not to be confused with this matrix of overdoing. Humans, it's not about doing less that creates alignment. It's about the presence in the alignment. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's about you bringing all of your focus and all of your attention in the doing. You see, most people do things as a means to an end, and they're suffering even as they're doing it. They're not present. They're completely disconnected and disembodied because their thoughts and their spirit and their mind is already on to the next thing that they're doing. And talking about that, you know, I once heard somebody say that the way you do one thing is the way that you do everything. I also heard that the way you start things is the way that you finish things. And the more I think about this, I really think about the patterns. We all have patterns. And so just identify, what is the pattern that you've had in 2023 and how do you get to alchemize this? Not because it's a brand new year, but because you have free will. Why are we waiting so long? I guess it's because the way I live my life is every day, every single day is a blessing. I don't let one single day go by and it feel like a waste. Because we never know when our journey ends. What would happen if you woke up in 2024 and you decided that this was the year of abundance, this was the year of creation, this was the year of your infinite creations becoming? This was the year of the dragon. This is the year for you to step in. But not only is it the year, every single moment is also the time and the moment and the second. I said this before, but you get to decide. Every single day, you get to decide. Every single moment, you consciously get to decide. I'm done with this job. I'm done with this relationship. I'm done with acting like this. I'm done with reacting like this. What are you done with? What are you ready to alchemize? What are you ready to bring to the fire as an offering? And say thank you to this energy with so much love. Thank you for showing up in patience. I have learned so much from you, but I think I got it from here. I think I've learned the lessons that I needed. And then what are you activating? What are you turning on for the rest of this year, for the rest of your life? And allow that to be your anchor. You see, I'm not going to tell you what's in and out in 2024. I've been seeing a lot of these posts, carousels, talks, podcasts, but I will tell you what I am no longer here for in 2024. Are you ready? And I want you to make a list too, okay? Declare to the universe what you're here for and what you're not here for. So I can tell you what I'm no longer here for. I am no longer here to make excuses on why I can't prioritize my soul business. You see, you can't get results for work you're not willing to do. What I am here for is to double down on all my social media platforms because it costs $0 to post, which means free marketing. Let's go YouTube, let's go podcast, let's go daily posting on Instagram. You see, the 2024 energy is failure is not an option. I magnetize what's mine. Claim what's yours. What are you magnetizing to yourself? More solutions or more problems? What are you magnetizing? More people who uplift you or more people who don't even notice that you're doing something epic? Not here to listen to the opinions of people who are not in the places I desire. Listen, if you're not in the arena like Brené Brown would say, you're a spectator. So in my eyes, you can join me. Let's fly together or watch me win. But either way, I'm doing me. I'm making my investments this year a non-negotiable. What are the investments that you make? Which, by the way, let's stop real quick. Investments are not just money. Investments is your time. Investments is what is grabbing your attention. Does Instagram have your attention and you scrolling? Or does your planning have your attention? What has your attention? Investments is your time, your love, and your energy. What are you giving your energy to? Here to energetically feed my business and watch it grow. Not here to create offers that are misaligned just to hit a financial goal. You see, the reasons why I love my business, and I always try to explain this to people because they always tell me, how come you have time to do all of these things? Because I've connected my work to my dharma, which means I treat it like a blessing instead of an obligation. Mic drop. How many of you walk around doing the things you do in your life as an obligation? I have to post this thing. I have to go to the gym. To me, it's a blessing. Oh, I got two legs to walk to the gym. That's amazing. Wow, I have it to financially put towards something that I want, whether it's a vacation, a fancy room. Great. Amazing. Love it. I get to do this work every day. I get to do it because I don't have to. And neither do you. Ain't nobody forcing you to do this stuff. Nobody's forcing you to live your life. But it's important that you figure out how you want to live your life. That's your part. I'm not here to be signing misaligned clients or running old programs that are not a vibrational match. If I have to think twice about running a specific program, straight up, I just kill it and move on. Is that what you're doing? Are you still running an outdated business? Are you still holding on to something that does not feel in total alignment? You see, I'm here to have all of my offers be as simple and as scalable. And it is one thing that I have done the entire way through these 4 years. I have never stood off the path. You see, my current product suite, if you want to write this down, is 3 months, 3 month mentorship, a 1 year membership, a 1 year mastermind, and my one-on-one high-level coaching with evergreen webinars. What does yours look like? And even if this is not business for you, what is it that you want to create? You know, once upon a time, about 7 years ago, right around this time, around this new year energy, and this is why I have so many feelings about it, I was in a marriage that wasn't making me happy. I was in a job that wasn't making me happy. I was in a body that wasn't making me happy. I was drinking. I was smoking. I was doing all of these things that were not making me happy. And I didn't claim to the universe, in the new year, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I didn't. You know what I did? I created a list. And this list was my lifeline. It was a list of the things that I needed to do to change. That I needed to do. It wasn't that somebody else needed to do, or that if I had money, if I had a better partner, if I had a better job, I stopped blaming. I stopped being the victim to my own story. And I said, you know what? Since I am in my body and I'm the only one that's living my life, I'm going to change it. And I created a list of all the things that I needed. It was about 10 to 15 things. And I started that day. It was right around Christmas. I didn't wait for the first day of the new year. I started that day. And that's really what I want to communicate with you. I'm not here to play small or to settle, are you? But what I am here to do is to hold you at your highest. Expand you beyond your comfort zone so that you can touch the place of infinite possibility. You know, there's so many people who feed their fear and then they can't understand why their life is unfolding in a way that feels so misaligned and so hurtful. What I've understood is that when you feed your desire, which, by the way, it doesn't matter what you want to do, that desire is going to keep coming back. So you can ignore it. You can pretend that it's not important. You could even pretend and convince yourself that the very thing that you wanted to do, be happy, be whole, lose 5 pounds, start a business, become a millionaire, become a mom, have a wife, a husband, whatever it is that you want, you can literally convince yourself, I thought I wanted this, but I didn't. And I promise you, that desire is going to come creeping in. Creeping in when you're in those moments by yourself. When you're stargazing or looking at a cloud or right before you go to sleep, because your desires are a compass to where your spirit is needing you to go. It's not for you to play small and settle and say, well, if it hasn't happened now, maybe it won't happen. Well, maybe you haven't put your love, your time, and your energy. Maybe you have not invested in yourself. The investment that you make in yourself, I always tell people, no one can match, because nobody can take that away from you. If I pour love, time, and energy into my vessel, that is an investment that has a limitless opportunity to make a return. When I pour love into my vessel, the whole world, I can say, benefits from that. When I pour an investment into learning a skill, my whole company benefits from that. And one can say, my entire tribe, community, and all of my clients benefit from that. There's no cap. When you become your biggest asset to invest in, there is no limit to what you can become. Literally, sky is the limit. So here's one of the last things that I'm here for and not here for. I am here to activate my voice, my opinion, and take radical responsibility to document the story of the becoming of Melissa the human. What do you take responsibility for? How are you documenting the process of you growing, of you evolving? Do you stop and clap for yourself? Do you stop and celebrate? Or is there something within you that desires to keep going on to the next thing without even acknowledging all of the things that you've done before? You see, I'm not here to not applaud myself. Some people will say, well, you shouldn't be so cocky. You shouldn't be boastful. I think this is such a terrible thing to tell human. Humans, we should be happy over the accomplishments that we get to create in this lifetime. If you learn to forgive, that's a great accomplishment. Celebrate yourself. If you learn to love yourself more, that's beautiful. Why have we become this race where we don't like to acknowledge people's greatness? You see, 99% of greatness isn't in talent or hard work. It's in a commitment to keep going, mixed with a strong why. If you're still doing anything in your life because of money, because of comfort, because you think that you have to, I promise you, you are going to fizzle out. See, what you're looking for is happiness. And happiness, you see, ultimately, what you're looking for is alignment. You're looking for when your outer world and your inner world hook into each other. They're basically saying yes to the same thing. It's when you have a thought or a belief that matches your desire. When you have those two things, you have alignment. And so I have something to share with you. And one of the things that I want to share with you is about not making the extraordinary ordinary. I find that a lot of people do this, where they have these extraordinary things happening in their life and they kind of make it really ordinary. But you see, for me, when I think back of even when I first started, my very first offer was $350. And that $350 became my first 2K launch. I straight up celebrated. I made a post. Whoa, this is so cool. I sold out my launch and it was 2K. And I was blown away with possibility. You see, nothing has changed. I'm still the same person. I still show up with that same curiosity. I still have that beginner mindset. I'm not above anybody. I still allow God to surprise me. I show up with the same discipline as no one's watching, knowing that everybody's probably watching, but it doesn't matter because the truth is my inner being is watching. And so are my ancestors. I literally can feel an army of 100 women in my lineage clapping for me saying, yes, you're breaking the cycle. You're breaking the cycle and the chains of being visible in this medicine. You're alchemizing the energy of poverty consciousness into prosperity codes. Keep going. So New Year's, it's just another day. The first week of 2024, the first month, is just another week. Because the real question is, who have I been? Who have I been all the other days? And I can tell you I've been consistent. I can tell you I've been showing up with the same energy, not as if tomorrow I'm going to start, but today I've started. Today it is the time. Not like tomorrow I'm going to start, but today I've started. Now is the moment. Humans, I've really loved hanging out with you. This is our first episode of 2024. I'm super excited to be dropping new podcast episodes. If you have enjoyed Waking Up with Melissa this season, can you screenshot this on your phone? Tag us at I Am Melissa Ruiz or at Waking Up with Melissa on social media. Leave us a review. And also, we have a free training happening next week. This is going to happen on Wednesday at 1 p.m. And so if you're somebody who has been desiring to start a soulful, profitable, sustainable business, come to this free training. It's happening on Wednesday. It happens at 1 p.m. EST. In order for you to get all of the deets, head over to I Am Melissa Ruiz and comment the word align to any one of my posts and you will have all of the deets straight to your DMs. All right, humans, go with peace. Go with God. See you soon.
Breathe.